Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
So Brian Daboll is meeting the media right now, and he was asked the question about committing to Russell Wilson. I have to be honest with you. I have no idea what his answer is. Do y'all want to listen to it together?
Of course.
Now, before we play it, what do you think he's going to say?
He said Russ is our quarterback.
He's going to commit to Russell Wilson
as
the
quarterback. That's what he's
going to say. All right. Sean, you want to set this up?
Sure. I believe the question is going to be from Paul Schwartz.
Oh, Paul Schwartz.
Tiki may be surprised by the answer.
Mm. Oh.
After one day, any thoughts on what you're going to do with quarterback moving forward?
Yeah, we just watched the tape here, Paul. We're in the meetings with the players right now. Like I said yesterday, you know, in order to improve the passing game, and I'd say that was the number one thing we needed to improve from yesterday, as a collective, everybody's got to be, doing exactly the right stuff. So it's not all on one guy. There's multiple reasons why, certain plays didn't, come out the way we wanted them to come out, and we'll continue to do that.
So Russ remains the starter moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, we're working through, all the personnel decisions, and we'll do that over the next few days.
Hold on, so you're not saying Russ is the starter, right? You're saying you're still working through that?
Yeah, we're doing what we normally do, which is, watch the tape. We're just watching it with the players right now. So, we'll have staff meetings after this, but when we come in, we watch the tape, offense, defense, kicking game as a staff, and then we go meet with the players. That's where we're at right now.
When you say what you normally do, most Monday afternoons, you know who your quarterback's going to be the upcoming week if everyone's healthy, though. It just seems a little different, your responses.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going through the tape right now. We're evaluating everything.
So quarterback change is on the table.
I'd say we're evaluating everything.
Wow.
Wow. He did not commit to Russell Wilson.
No, he didn't. And we watched the tape this morning.
What do you think? You've watched the tape. What's your conclusion?
So there's a couple of things. I just wanted to look at Malik Nabers. So I watched the game, and then I watched Malik Nabers' 7 targets. He only caught 2 of those.
Yes.
For 13 yards, as we all know.
Fewest of his career.
One of which was intercepted. There was a play. It was cover 3. So Malik Nabers, the corner is sitting guarding the boundary. The other safety is kind of peeking in, but he's kind of flat-footed. And if Malik Nabers is charging headstrong up to a safety who's standing flat, throw the damn ball. Because he's not going to be able to turn, get up to speed, and catch up to Malik Nabers. Russell holds it and finally throws it late. It has no chance.
Right.
The interception. They're on the 25-yard line, whatever it was, 26-yard line. I can't remember what the yard to gain was. It is, again, cover 3, but it's going to be a man look on Malik Nabers. And I know this from having these conversations with Dave when I was calling games for television. He would tell the quarterback, Daniel, in this case, I'm sure Russell, if you get a man look, just throw it. Give him a chance.
Right.
Throw it to him. And I said this on the post game last night. On that play, there is one guy that can stop Malik Nabers from scoring a touchdown. And he has no chance because Malik Nabers is one-on-one with him.
Right.
When you get the, when he gets the 10 step, 5 steps, 10 yards, whatever it is, that ball has to go up. Instead, Russell is looking at Wandell Robinson running an over route to the other side of the field with two safeties on top of him. And then he finally goes back to Malik Nabers and throws it late.
That's too late.
Now, maybe he was trying to move the safety, but that safety had no chance to get to Malik Nabers. There was no chance. So there were too many moments of doubt in Russell Wilson's mind. And his, and I think he knew he had to throw it, but he didn't want to. And that indecision cost them a couple of big plays.
Mm.
So that, amongst everything else, tells me that they're not going to have a favorable grade on Russell Wilson.
Well, it tells me, based on you watching the tape and you're explaining it to us, player-splaining it to us, which I appreciate, and between Brian Daboll not committing to an answer on Monday afternoon, we've seen the last of Russell Wilson. I'm just giving you a logical conclusion to what Brian Daboll just said as he got peppered with questions, and a great job by the giant media by not letting it go. Because right. when he says it's normal, it's not normal. You don't sit there on Monday afternoon.
I'm sure it's normal, but not to evaluate it this long.
Right. Like, you're not sitting there on Monday afternoon saying, ah, we'll see. We're still evaluating the quarterback position.
But this was my take in after week one. The whole, and I will keep coming back to it because I just kind of like that phrase because of your guy, George W.
Yeah.
Bush. Fool me once. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice, it's shame on me.
Yeah.
And Dabes got fooled with the Daniel Jones stuff. He waited too long to pull the trigger. And we know what happened.
The last night, as I'm watching the game, and I don't think this is a reason to make a quarterback change, but I'm just going to describe what I was thinking. And now putting it together with Brian Daboll just said, you've got Jackson Dart, who is the hope. He's the hope for the Giant fan. Rightfully so. When all things are wrong, you can at least tell yourself, maybe I have a franchise quarterback.
That's right.
Okay? Which I get. Jackson Dart comes on the field. You can feel the electricity from the crowd, even though we all knew they weren't going to do anything.
Well, you know why? You know why they feel the electricity?
What's that?
Because you don't know.
You don't know, even though you kind of do. He's going to hand the ball off to Cam Scott.
Okay, but even then, it doesn't matter.
Right.
When Russell Wilson's on the field, you kind of know.
Well, you know the answer. Right. I get that. But there was excitement when Jackson was on the field.
Yes.
He comes off the field, and I do not blame Giant fans for doing this, even if rationally you shouldn't.
Right, but I think it's less about that. I think it's less about the emotional reaction. It's more about what are we going to see. I think Jackson Dart is it. This is why I love and hate young quarterbacks. You guys know I hate rookies.
But,
but with quarterbacks in particular, this is why. They don't know enough to know when they're wrong.
Right.
So they're not going to not throw a pass because it's ill-advised.
They're not going to overthink it. They're just going to do it.
They're just going to do it.
Right, right.
And so when you have an elite wide receiver like Malik Nabers, just do it.
Yeah.
Right? You'll learn, or maybe you'll just be hugely successful.
Right.
And Russ is too old and grizzled and seen all the bad stuff that comes from doing those things to actually just do it. But that's what Dabes wants.
Well, let's hear more from Brian Daboll. He's meeting the media now. He is not committed to Russell Wilson being the quarterback. Now, set this clip up, Sean.
Okay, so Brian Daboll was further asked in a press conference that has since wrapped about when he'll know when Jackson Dart is able to start. And this is kind of an interesting answer he gives here.
You've talked a lot about Jackson and having different checkpoints and, you know, that you want him to hit before you put him in and before he's able to, you know, play and start. Has he checked off all the boxes for you? Like, has he reached all those checkpoints that you would feel confident of making that decision if that's a decision you make to go with him?
Well, we put him in the game for the last 2 weeks, so we wouldn't put anybody in the game we don't feel confident with.
Mm. He's going to go to him. Yeah. I would be, you know, if you asked me 2 hours ago, I would have said, nah, Russ will get one more week. And if they get off to a bad start against the Chargers, I can definitely see them making a change, especially in the toxic environment of playing at home. But based on that answer and based on his answers a day after, I think we're going to see Jackson Dart's real debut on Sunday.
No, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. And you can't go back.
No, once you do it, right. Once you pull that Band-Aid off,
that's it.
Are you in favor of this?
I am, because I don't think that Russ has it in him right now or ever.
Mm.
I don't think he has it in him. I think he's great for this team because he's so positive and he's a fantastic leader. But I don't think he has the game left in him.
Yeah.
And I know that's hard to say after he threw for 450 yards against the Cowboys, but the better defenses, he's not willing.
I'm telling you, I've seen it way too many times before, and the best example I'm going to give you is Justin Verlander randomly. Mm-hmm. When he was a Met, he goes 8 scoreless. And you're like, oh, it's the old Justin Verlander. But you know 5 days later, he's probably not going to do that again.
No,
you see
right.
flashes of greatness from formerly great players. See, you spoiled us. You retired before this even happened to you.
No,
but that's what happens to great players at the end.
No.
It's the damn truth.
Yeah, and the reason you can't waffle with this, once a decision is made, it's got to be made. Because the last thing you need or want is a locker room saying, well, we should have stuck with this guy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they bench Russell Wilson if they cut him.
At this point, they probably should.
What about trading him to Cincinnati?
I'm being honest, though. Jake Browning was not it.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
We had that discussion 5 days ago. It's a very different discussion now.
Right.
After the way Browning played, B, the way Wilson played, and C, where the Giants are going. Are you in favor of making this move? Because it certainly sounds like Jackson Dart's going to start Sunday.
I have to be. And I'm following the breadcrumbs. I have no choice but to trust the head coach, no matter what you think of him. He's put him in the game, like he just said, multiple weeks. He became the number two quarterback, and he looked good in August. And frankly, for all the worries we have about throwing Jackson Dart to the Wolves versus good defenses and not being ready, man, 2 out of the 3 weeks, Russell Wilson can't crack 10 points and has made some really bad, ill-advised throws.
That's the thing.
So, yeah. So
you look at the anemia that feels to be the case when you get in the red zone. And the decision, that penultimate possession, not the last one, which was at midfield.
I mean, second to last, fellas.
Yes,
I
know. The one in the red zone. It was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
One to the tunnel, one to the goalpost.
And then the QB draw in between. Now, yeah. I get the QB draw because they were running to Bo's side. They were running an ET game. So the tackle or the end crashes down on the tackle and the guard pins him. And then the D tackle loops around. They sniffed out the draw.
Right.
So the D tackle just stayed there and nobody was blocking him.
If Jackson Dart gets the start.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sunday, and it certainly sounds that way based on Brian Daboll's tone. My question for Tommy isn't, do you support it? Clearly you do. He wears Start Dart on his shirt every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take the sign off? Since
if Dart starts,
mission,
you got to take it off.
Yeah, right? Mission's accomplished.
Start Dart. Once Jackson Dart is named the starter, the sign that is on my chest will come off.
Will it be replaced by mission accomplished?
No.
That's another ode to President Bush.
I was just about to say, I'll come up with something else to maybe wear on the chest.
All right.
Can I just throw this out there, though? Is it possible? I think they're going to Dart. Is it possible they go to Jameis first? Now, hear me out. They're at home. You know Winston, at bare minimum, Teague, will play a more exciting brand of football. So I think the fan base will at least enjoy some of the touchdowns and the roller coaster ride.
No, I don't think so. I think Jameis, and this is, I have no idea. I have no idea at all. This is me speculating. It's not coming from anybody or anything. This is just me. When they signed Jameis Winston, they signed him to be the backup. They signed him for the eventuality if Russell Wilson wasn't the guy. And that could have meant two things. We don't draft a quarterback, so Russell's not the guy. We'll go with Jameis Winston. We do draft a quarterback, and we like this young quarterback, and he checks all the boxes, and he can play, then Russ becomes expendable. I just alluded to what could happen.
Yeah, yeah, cutting him, trading him.
And Jameis Winston is our backup.
Yeah.
That's why this quarterback room was constructed the way it was. They were setting a plan for any eventuality.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, it only took three games to get to it, but I really could see Russell Wilson not being on this team in the short term.
No, you'd actually be doing him a favor. 100%. If you're benching him, you're almost saying, you know what, Russ, we appreciate it. We know this wasn't ideal. We're going to cut you so you can join every other former Giant having success elsewhere. We're going to be nice. Here's the thing about Winston, because I heard Al Dukes endorse him earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear Al Dukes endorsing Jameis Winston to be the next quarterback of the New York Football Giants?
I am calling for Jameis Winston. Let's have some fun. Malachi Corley.
And that would be the shirt. Let's have some fun. In August, and it's not August anymore. In August, I believed that Jameis Winston should have been the backup. I believe that you can control going to Dart a lot easier by having him not dress and be the third stringer. Once they made the decision to flip over Winston and make Dart the backup, the Jameis Winston option does not exist. So while I was a supporter of that, and I think I was right, not that we want to get in the weeds on that, I would have made Winston the backup. I think now that Brian Daboll, and you even heard it in that clip, say, obviously, he was on the field. We think he's close to being ready. I think you've already skipped over the Jameis Winston option.
Yeah.
And where I really disagree also is, remember this, when you draft a young quarterback, the guy who's starting and keeping you from that young guy becomes your enemy. Fair or not. If Jameis Winston was named the starter, it would take one drive for Giant fans to be chanting, "We want Dart."
You're delaying the inevitable.
You're delaying the inevitable, and you're forcing the blame from anti-Russell Wilson to just immediately become anti-Jameis Winston. That's what would happen. Yeah. It would serve zero purpose in doing it now.
Right.
But we're going to get a quarterback move. I mean, those comments scream it.
There's one more note about this. This is from Charlotte Carroll. When asked if Brian Daboll met with Russell Wilson today, Daboll said they had their usual team meeting and he'll go in the quarterback room soon like he normally does. So he hadn't met individually with the quarterbacks yet, which would speak to why he didn't just announce this.
Right.
Interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.